at New Holland headquarters. I'm visiting with Peter Nelms. And first of all, Peter, tell me what you do for the company.
I am a product specialist for the construction equipment in the company, the backhoes, the crawler excavators, the rubber-tired skid steers, and the wheel loaders. And I cover Canada.
Okay. Well, let's talk about an excavator that you have out here on site. Tell us what model we got here and what are we looking at?
We got an E55B, and it is a 5.5-ton, metric ton, crawler excavator. It's a mini excavator. It's got auxiliary hydraulics, so we can put a number of different attachments on it. It's very quiet. It has an offset boom, so you can dig along the houses. It's on rubber tracks, so you're not tearing up driveways and everything else. So it makes it very convenient for the homeowner, landscaper to use.
So a pretty versatile tool for a lot of different applications.
It's very versatile because of the size and because of the swing radius on it. It's where you can't get a larger machine in to do a job, where you'd have to get people to come in and hand dig it. This one will do it. Or to lift rocks and landscape and stuff along those lines, perfect for that.
So what are some of the features that you have on it that sort of set it apart?
The features on this one that we have that set it apart is we have a tremendous amount of a draw bar force, which is actually what the track force is for pushing up and down hill and moving material with a dozer blade. That is one of the industry exclusives with this machine, as well as the swing torque, which allows you to move heavy loads from one point to the other, even uphill. So that's the turning of the machine with the boom and the bucket.
Now, you mentioned it runs quieter, and that's very evident here, even when you got it at full throttle, I guess. But we're watching people trying to do a little competition here. Mm-hmm. When you swing that, it seems very solid, and at least I haven't had my turn yet, yeah. But it looks very solid.
It is. It's all proportional controls with an open valve center, and what that does is allows you to move all the controls at one time, and even on a low RPM, you still have the ability to control the machine well.
Mm-hmm. How about when you get inside the cab or control area here? Tell us a bit about what you got inside there.
Well, inside the cabin control, of course, there's all the safety features of the ROP that exceeds industry standards, plus there's hydraulic lockouts so that you're not going to hurt yourself getting in and out. But on these size of machines, we don't run any computers on them at all. We run them just so that we can have a deceleration switch so that you can turn your RPM down really fast or bring them back up, because you're talking with people all the time, because these are landscape machines and for working around tight areas. So you need the communication with other people. So it has to be quiet for that reason as well.
So I know that New Holland has been working to bring together again the agriculture and the construction sides. Mm-hmm. This might have some applications out on a farm even.
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does. I mean, a lot of times if you have to dig trenches along the side for your dairy farmers and, cleaning out bins or anything else, these are compact enough to be able to get in, and they can move the bulk of the stuff out from where you can't reach with a skid steer or something else over corral pens or something and put it where you can get it with your larger equipment.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Peter Nelms visiting with me here at New Holland headquarters. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.